So let's talk about adjuvant therapy. And we present a situation of a patient who's 60 years old, has optimal debulking surgery, BRCA wild type. And incidentally, in these cases, when we said BRCA wild type, we meant nothing, no HRD, no other mutations, just nothing, okay? And we can debate about the other stuff. But anyhow, in terms of what they would do post-op, I think to me of great interest is a couple of things. First of all, six people would use Bev, although you wouldn't. At least that's what you answered. Five would use IVIP therapy, which I thought was gone, but apparently is not going because five people, including one medical oncology investigator. Any thoughts about these responses?
So I don't know when I answered that question, but the patient that is not a good candidate for bevacizumab is the patient that has a high cure rate. And that's not very many patients. So complete resections can have a high cure rate, but it's pretty unusual. And so I prefer Bev in that setting now that it's FDA approved. You know, I don't know why people latch on to intraperitoneal chemotherapy, though. I think Bev is easy. It's FDA approved.
I was shocked. Totally shocked.
I was shocked. And the intraperitoneal chemotherapy trial that's in the New England Journal, GOG-172, Deb Armstrong, it was intraperitoneal, increased the dose, and it changed the regimen. So they changed the schedule, the dose, and the route, and intraperitoneal got all the credit. So then we repeated the study, as you know, which is in JCO with bevacizumab. It's completely negative. People say, well, it's the bevacizumab. Listen, if it was the bevacizumab, then use it, because bevacizumab is so much easier than intraperitoneal chemotherapy. So either way, intraperitoneal chemotherapy doesn't work, or if you blame it on the Bev, that's fine, then use Bev.